The classic sounds of Vancouver's pop underground on one classic album. That's right, Mint Records and CITR 101.9 FM present The Pop Alliance Volume 2. Featuring classic tracks such as Hiding by My Friend Wallace, Slow Dance by Slam Dunk, Montana by Roma, I Could Shout by Fine Miss, Diana by Fanshawe, and the never-before-released Validation by the Apollo Ghosts.
Not too sweet when she stops saying.
Also featuring demo versions of He'll Have to Go by No Kids and How I Came by Watermelon. Also tracks by Shane Turner Overdrive, Spring Break, and the soon-to-be classic Flatlands by Kelarissa. There will be live performances by all artists Thursday, February 24th at Scratch Records at the Inner Urban Gallery 1 East Hastings. And the album will be available for $19.99 while supplies last. Get yours now!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first. Then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:29 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for A Noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. And this is Luke Mead here at the helm, coming up in the next hour and a half. Holy cow. Get ready to open up a couple of veins, because we're just going to be focusing on the Swans, who are going to be in our fair city, first time in 13 years, at the Rickshaw Theater. Friday with Wooden Wand opening, and we're not going to play all that. We'll get to that about noon. I've got some brand new stuff that has just been burning a hole in my ears, so we'll get to that right now. Something brand new came to us from the ever-reliable UGG Explode label, and an old favorite here on A Noise, and let's just let the music do the talking for them. This is one of my favorites, the Flying Luttenbachers.
Thank you.
the 2011 edition of the Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting live from community radio stations across the country this February 23rd, 2011.
We're in a democratic society in Canada and in the States. We're supposed to be so much better than the rest of the world, yet the way we treat our poor may be the worst.
Marathon will be broadcasting live from over 40 community radio stations across Canada.
I speak as a person who was homeless at 16 years old. I speak as a woman at 61 who has in my heart the greatest compassion and love for those who are without a home. So I call upon every person who hears my voice to become committed to creating a home.
If you'd like more information on how you can get involved, please check out ckut.ca/homeless. That's February 23rd, 2011, live from coast to coast and from the streets.
Yes, indeed. That begins at 2 o'clock here on CITR, the annual Homelessness Marathon hosted by our sister station out at McGill University at CKUT. Tune in if you want to get your conscience on. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Meat, and started you off there with some good old-fashioned and good new-fashioned. Lots of angular skronk, if you will. Something brand new we just heard there by the White Suns. Debut full-length by this Brooklyn-based trio. Cacophonous guitar skronk, angular post-hardcore drumming, irate vocals, and filthy electronic scuzz dominate. Walking in the Reservoir is the name of that album there, and we heard Bed Sores. And on the same label, the fantastic Ugg Explode label, a reissue of the Flying Luttenbacher's last album featuring never-before-heard bonus live tracks. As of November 2007, the Flying Luttenbacher's officially ceased operation. And their website goes on to say, the band will reappear when the human race is finally prepared for Armageddon. Don't say we didn't warn you. Well, who knows? The way things are right now, they might be reuniting really quickly. Moving on, we've got, I played this guy last week because I thought he was going to be the opener for last week's pretty blissful Godspeed You Black Emperor concert. Unfortunately, we were treated to some utterly talentless, knob-turning crap by a member of the annoying Vice magazine hipster duo Growing, which was absolutely inappropriate. And I apologize to the row behind me for telling everyone that this guy was going to be opening, Colin Stetson. I'm talking about. He has a brand new album out on Constellation Records. Saxophonist, played in Laurie Anderson's band last year when they came for the Homeland show. That was, I think, a year ago. That was during the Olympics. Also played in Tom Waits' band. His new album, pretty fascinating stuff. I can honestly say I haven't heard this kind of saxophone mutation since Borbet Omegas. This is Colin Stetson. The new album is titled New History Warfare Volume 2, Judges.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
.11:53 in the AM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. You just heard something from saxophonist Colin Stetson. New History Warfare Volume 2, Judges. It's on Constellation Records. Heard the first couple of tracks on there, Awake on Foreign Shores and Judges. We're going to go into our spotlight on the Swans and Swans-related music. However, we're going to start off, we're going to go a little bit further back before the Swans even came into existence, because we've got a great compilation here called From the Kitchen Archives. The Kitchen was a artist loft in East Village in New York, and a very, very, very prominent space for a lot of early 80s kind of no-wave, noisy kind of bands. We're going to listen to a track that pretty much started it all for bands like the Swans and Sonic Youth. This is Guitar Virtuoso, excuse me. This is Guitar Trio by Mr. Reese Chatham.
Thank you.
Reese Chatham's No Wave Classic Guitar Trio, you heard there, originally written in 1977, performed at The Kitchen April 17th, 1981. And that leads us into our spotlight on the legendary Swans. We've got some amazing text here from my favorite music site, trouserpress.com. Play the Velvet Underground's Sister Ray at half speed. Go ahead, do it. And you've got Swans, plus a sense of humor, and the possibility that if you adjust the speed control, everything will get good. Take away the sense of humor and the speed control, and you've got Swans. In all probability, you've also got either a high threshold for crunching pain or a splitting headache. Well, that's Swans. Downtown New York arties, friends of the infinitely more imaginative Sonic Youth, Swans trudge through dragging tempos, 2-2 meters, and low-frequency mush, all while howling about alienation and despair. Listening to their records isn't like banging your head against a wall. It's like banging your head against the side of a swimming pool underwater.
Thank you.
Swans with Weakling off of their debut, Filth. Filth is all that it promises to be, squalor without catharsis. The group is so conceptually strapped to its sludge MO that this album is actually more formulaic than any top 40 band. Cop features new album and song titles, a new label, and a trimmed-down lineup and new cover art. What it lacks are new ideas. Boom, crunch, boom, crunch. Where Sonic Youth makes great music that's painful to listen to, Swans offer pain without reason. But things get better. The 1984 EP, featuring Raping a Slave, offers few changes in the actual sounds the band incorporates, but makes things more interesting by using them in previously unexplored ways. A marked improvement over previous discs. Raping a Slave by the Swans. Everything finally gels on Greed. New weapons are added to the Swans' arsenal, along with a variety of seemingly inconceivable approaches. The harrowing Fool is almost all piano and sung vocals. Several songs feature female background singers serving more as an instrument than harmony. The closing Money is Flesh has a two-note trumpet part played ad nauseum. Each track is a complete work in itself, enthralling and narcotizing.
Yeah.
Money is Flesh off of 1984's Greed by the Swans. Children of God is Swans' finest moment, a diverse double album of pure, primitive, naked emotion. Some cuts simply pound the listener into submission, but others, generally those sung by Jarboe, are delicate, gentle ballads, finally providing a reference point for the more thunderous numbers. The lyrics deal with religious obsession, submission, and suffering. They are stated simply, yet remain open to all sorts of interpretations. A unique and powerful vision.
revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you...
Join media innovators, technologists, artists, and the online community for Fresh Media Remixology number 4, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. On Friday, February 25th, award-winning documentary filmmaker Brett Gaylor will host an interactive talk about the futures of video on the web. Brett Gaylor is the project lead for Mozilla's Web Made Movies Project, an open video laboratory researching the intersection of video and the web. Before working with Mozilla, Brett directed the award-winning documentary RIP, a remix manifesto. That's Brett Gaylor discussing the future of online videos on Friday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova. There will be food, a cash bar, DJs, and plenty of time to collaborate with Vancouver's finest media remixologists. For tickets and more information, visit freshmedia.me. Get your ticket now, as this series always sells out. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, 12:28 in the PM. This is A Noise, and we're doing a tribute on The Swans, which are playing this Friday at the Rick Shaw Theater. You just heard Beautiful Child off of Children of God, all the way back to 1987. After releasing a Farewell to the Past live album, Feel Good Now, The Swans entered a new and more accessible career phase with a pair of slickly listenable but utterly useless covers of Joy Division's Love Will Tear Us Apart, apparently in a cynical bid to get college radio play on a 1988 EP that also contains alternate versions of two Children of God tracks. Well, you're not going to hear those tracks because I'm not going to suck in because, yes, it is possibly one of my favorite songs of all time, and that's usually... I don't feel the need to play cover versions of it, so you're not going to hear anything, The Swans cover versions of anything like that. As a matter of fact, we're going to progress all the way to 1997 with The Swans basically did their final tour as the full group and stuff like that, and they actually proclaimed, "Swans are dead."
Thank you.
I crawled off of 1998's Swans Are Dead, a double album recording their 1995 and 1997 tours, which turned out to be their last up until now, the present. The Swans, live at the Rickshaw Theater, February 25th. The brand new album, My Father Will Guide Me Up a Rope to the Sky. Holy cow, after years of pursuing Angels of Light and recording and producing a diverse roster of artists for his Young God label, Michael Gira, head of the Swans, has decided to reconvene his legendary group, the Swans. As he says, boldly, this is not a reunion. It's not some dumbass nostalgia act. It is not repeating the past. After five Angels of Light albums, I needed a way to move forward in a new direction. And it is just so happens that revivifying the idea of Swans is allowing me to do that.
begin.
Hello, my name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a bed and a guitar. And a
we all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Machines without being hassled by the man.
Yeah.
And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the Helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
Yes, Bobby Ferris certainly is the Rock and Roll Outlaw Barn Burner, 1 to 2 p.m. every Friday. And We All Fall Down, 1 to 2 p.m. every Thursday. And this show is a noise. We're just wrapping it up. Thanks for listening. That was a, almost an hour-long tribute to the Swans. Feel like committing suicide yet? Well, if you don't, come on by the Rickshaw Theater and check them out live. I can guarantee you it will be legendary. And they don't tour that often. And they are really, really known for playing for a very long time. I've heard rumors that this set is clocks in at almost 3 hours. How? So what are you going to do? Please check it out. However, be that as it may, it would be completely remiss of me to not mention another show that's going on the Friday. Not to give any competition, but the legendary, the men, the myth, Man or Astro Man are playing at the Biltmore. And when I heard that two of these amazing bands are playing at two separate venues on the same night in the same city, holy cow, did I let the expletives fly, I'm afraid, because I didn't really know what to do. Came to a compromise. We're going to go drive down to see them at in Bellingham on Saturday. Man or Astro Man, one of the most amazingly hilarious, amusing live bands ever. Not only with their plethora of releases and stuff like that, but just their Yeah, just their stage present, their merch. Holy cow. Like, it's the only band that sells air fresheners and toothpaste at the same table. So, however, we're going to play one Man or Astro Man song that I used to play on this show many, many, many years ago, because it certainly is their noisiest track. And this is on, I believe, one of their last releases, A Spectrum of Infinite Scale. But holy cow, just to be, Man or Astro Man are just such hilarious guys. This is a track called Multivariational Stimuli of Subturgent Foci Covering Cross Evaluative Techniques for Cognitive Analysis of Hypersignificant Graph Peaks Following Those Intersubjective Modules Having Biodegradable Seepage. We're going to leave you with this. Here we go.